When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Well, hello and welcome everybody to Flickr Effect. It is Monday, January 15th, 2024. I'm Dave Lott. Joining me is Bobby Jackson. How's it going, Bobby?
Hey, hey, hey. This was still a line from Yasha in the new year.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, Yasha is not here, but good to have him in some way, shape, or form. And also here, though, is Michelle Hillard. How's it going, Michelle?
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Happy everything we missed. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Emmy night.
Right.
It's Emmy. The Emmys are happening right now. And instead of watching them, we're going to sit here and talk on microphones.
Mm-hmm.
I would say we would even have it on in the background, but I don't think we have we don't have an antenna back here, and I don't have a way to watch Fox.
No, we don't. We don't subscribe to anything that would give us.
We're not subscribed to anything right now that would allow us to watch Fox. And I don't think they're streaming the Emmys on anything, are they? I mean,
I'm actually looking right now because I hadn't thought about that until you said it. But I could have sworn that they are. Yeah, they are.
Oh, they are.
It's on Fox.
It's on. Oh, like streaming on Fox.
If you pay for
it, it's on Fox. Fox, as in like. You know, regular Fox channel. Like if right. You had an antenna.
That's what we're saying. We don't have an antenna at the in the TV, like where we record.
In the office.
We have no way of like watching, having it on in the background while we do this or anything. So
the studio TV is not equipped with an antenna.
By the time you're listening to this, the Emmys will have happened. And well, hey, whatever. Congrats to the winners. That's what we'll say.
Well, mm-hmm. I will say I just turned it on right now. And I do remember hearing that they were going to do a lot of reunions of TV shows.
Mm-hmm. I was seeing
right
that.
Now they're doing a reunion of Martin.
Oh, okay.
No, nice.
And they're like, they have a whole set. So it's like you're actually watching. Yeah, it's interesting.
Huh.
They're,
a little
they're
mini
in,
set on the stage, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting.
Did I hear what's her name from Dharma and Greg? Earlier we didn't listen to.
I was watching a live stream of the red carpet, and it was what's her name, Felicity and the Americans.
Oh yeah.
And then Katherine Heigl, they were interviewing, and they were talking about a Grey's Anatomy reunion. But I guess because it's the 75th Emmys, so it seems like it's all about like a big anniversary and reuniting, you know, past casts and stuff. Yeah, so. It sounds like it's going to be a very long. If you're going to do a lot of like reunion stuff throughout the broadcast,
that's a long.
You have to wonder how long the broadcast is going to be compared to a normal show, unless they're just like pulling a I don't know what and trying to cut like actual awards.
I don't know.
Like certain things they're just going to not do this year,
right?
Well, they must not be because the other Emmys was on last weekend.
Well, yeah, they had the creative arts.
The creative arts, but that's where they had like you know guest starring guest appearance awards, and like those awards were given out during that. So they're cutting those ones from the show.
Yeah, there was some that they had during creative arts Emmys that I was like I feel like that would be during a regular Emmys broadcast, but yeah, that makes sense now.
It
maybe
used
that's
to,
why they
yeah,
did that.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's interesting because as you guys were talking about it and they were doing this Martin sketch or whatever, I don't know how they did it exactly, but they were announcing the category of best comedy, I think. And then Martin went from that stage set to the microphone and announced the winner, and looks like it's Jeremy Allen White for The Bear, I think.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. So it's interesting. So maybe they're trying to intercut with the sketches and announcing the category as well. For some of these, obviously, it's not. They're not doing a sketch for every single thing, though.
Right.
Interesting.
But you can keep us updated since it sounds like you're able to see it.
Martin used to be on Fox, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thanks for joining us. If you're listening, based on the title of this episode, which I mean, I haven't decided yet, but probably be something along the lines of a Flickr effect update. I will say, if you went into this episode thinking, "Oh, what's going down?" It's nothing, no big update really. It's more just like, "Hey, it's been a while," and yes, we're still alive. Yes, the show still exists. We've just taken a bit of a break. An unannounced break, if you will.
We didn't ghost you guys.
We did. It wasn't a purposeful ghosting. I don't know. Just not to get into too much personal life stuff, but life has just kind of gotten in the way, and we've just decided to take a break from the show for a bit, at least for me. So everything's fine. But yeah, like. I think we all, or at least definitely myself, but I think we all have intention of really getting back into the swing of things with the show. Mm-hmm. And maybe it'll just be audio from here on out. Maybe we will go back into YouTube. I don't know that yet. But as of right now, I think, you know, the audio podcast, the original version of this show, it will always be there. But, you know, I can't say yet if we'll dip back into like recording the shows on video or streaming them live or what we'll do. But it's just been a crazy couple months. Again, nothing bad. Just, I don't know. Stressful enough, I will put it that way, to be like, I don't think I can think about doing episodes right now. So that's kind of where things have been.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, we have like Dragon Con and the, you know, kids go back to school at that time. And I think things settle into a nice, comfortable arena again. But at least for us in our household, from Halloween on, we are pretty go, go, go with things we do on the weekends with the kids or things we do on the weekends without the kids. Like, the holidays become pretty all enveloping for us. And it's fun. And I don't regret anything that we do. And I don't regret things we don't do. Like when we just go, wow, we've had a really crazy week and we're just going to be bums all day and play, you know, Hogwarts Legacy all day long. That's totally okay, in my opinion, you know. And during the holidays, I don't go out to as many movies in theaters because I spend so much time enjoying holiday films at home, you know. And I feel like this year we were just busy. There was just stuff going on. And honestly, like, I feel like December didn't have a ton of movies coming out. Maybe like a few, like Wonka, I did want to go see. There's a couple.
Oh, you didn't see that?
No.
No, we haven't seen we haven't seen much.
We really haven't seen much. But at the same time, I'm not like torn up about it. I think it's just shifting of some priorities in the last 6 weeks. But I don't know. I feel like things are kind of settling back in. 2023 just kind of ended on a note. Like, that was kind of an interesting last couple of weeks. Just very, I don't know, busy physically, mentally, emotionally.
Well, in theory, 2024 should be a pretty good year for not having to watch a lot of movies, honestly. If you've looked at, I don't know how much you guys have looked at the calendar year for movies.
Yeah.
And because of the strikes and everything, certain things got pushed. And they're saying that with this year, there'll definitely be some stuff that's coming out. And I saw the list and I could pick out a few different things that I'm looking forward to. But it seems as though the big year will be 2025 because that's where a lot of stuff got pushed to. So.
I'm wondering
if this year should not be too bad.
I'm wondering if because of COVID and there was, you know, big breaks in the studios and everything, and then there was like a huge wave of stuff being released and things getting shot and released very quickly. If I look at 2022 and 2023 as a whole, there was a lot of film coming out in those two, like a lot of film that came out in those 2 years. And so if anything, it's kind of interesting that this year, you know, for most of it, I think there's going to be a lot happening at the end of this year. But I think, you know, until the fall, we're kind of on like a kind of is easing back down to, I guess, more traditional levels of movies being released instead of having just total like push in 2022 and 2023 that we had because we were going back to the theaters, you know. I don't know. These are just theories I have in my head, thoughts.
Yeah, that seems like it's going to be the case. So.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it kind of easing back down and not, you know, like the weekends when we go, wow, there's 3 releases this weekend and I want to see all 3 of these films this weekend. I'm kind of okay with that not happening as much.
But yeah, to go into what you said, like, again, with just things with life lately, it's been even tough to be at times motivated, for at least for me, to watch a lot of stuff that normally I've been like, man, I really want to go see this. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, I haven't seen Wonka. There's been other movies I've chosen not to see, like Aquaman 2, that I really have no desire to see, to be honest. But then there's been other stuff like, yeah, we did want to watch and we really haven't yet. And then there will be nights where you and I will finally sit down and we only have like an hour or two really before we need to go to bed. And it's like, oh, do we want to watch something? And I don't know, for whatever reason, more and more lately, it's been like, I don't know. Even though we have time right now, I don't know that I want to jump into anything.
Yeah, because by the time we do, it's already like 8:30, and I'm like, I don't want to start a 2+ hour movie right now. I have to go to work in the morning.
And not to say that's like the new normal for us. I'm just saying, like, that's just kind of how it has been lately. And yeah, like we watched, finally we saw The Holdovers the other night.
Yeah, because it's streaming.
Because that's streaming on Peacock. We finally watched that. Mm. But sadly, beyond that, we haven't watched much.
Like, we watched a lot of holiday films this year, especially in that last week. We did a push. We were cranking some films.
And I don't know about you, but at least for me, it was like, okay, we started watching a lot of holiday films because for whatever reason, and I know I've heard that I'm definitely not the only one that have felt this way. I've talked to many friends who, for whatever reason, have felt the same way this year. Like this year, Christmas just didn't feel like less like Christmas than normal. And I think for me, it was like, all right, we're going to watch all these old holiday films we like to watch and try to get in the spirit. Yeah. And with that said, I had a great Christmas, great holiday with the family. It was great. I had no complaints, but when it comes to like the feeling of the holidays this year was like,
I felt like when I basically wasn't at home, like if I was at work or at the stores or something, like if I was out and about in town, even though things were decorated, it still just didn't, the vibe wasn't alive in, I think maybe the Christmas spirit just wasn't within all of us as much as usual.
Maybe, yeah.
And the vibe wasn't giving me Christmassy vibes. I don't know.
And to anyone listening who's like, you guys live in Orlando, there's just no, you don't even have the Christmas weather. I'm like, I would say to that, I've grown up here. I'm from Orlando. Yeah. I've always had Christmas here, and that's not an issue for me. So that's definitely not the problem. We even had
kind of a cold week for Christmas week too.
Yeah, because some years we'll have downright hot weeks for Christmas.
Yeah, some weeks you're sweating.
It wasn't like crazy cold this December, but we had some. It was a nice, chill weather season.
So for us, it was Christmas. I don't know. But yeah, it was just kind of, the only time I really felt kind of Christmassy was when I was basically here at home, hanging out, you know, listening to music or watching films or being with the kids and just doing Christmas stuff here.
Right. How was your holidays, Bobby?
I would agree with some of the things you said in terms of the Christmas spirit kind of lacking a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't completely gone or anything. And obviously in California, there's no snow and stuff like that, but I'm used to that because I've been here long enough. So it was not that. It wasn't a weather factor. It just was different for some reason. Yeah. And I don't know. It's part of it might be because my son's older at this point, so it's not as it's not the same when they just want money for Christmas and you don't want actual gifts and stuff. So it's like you kind of feel like, now he's pretty much an adult at this point, and it means more when there's kids around or something. You know, it just makes it a little bit more festive and fun. And so, it just didn't quite hit the way it normally does in other years, but it was nice still, just because I still always have that time of the year off and from work, and it was nice being able to do that. And I was able to finally finish school for after 3 years of going back to school. So I finished that in December. So that was good. And, in New Year's, I was with our buddies, Yasha and Carlton in San Diego, and that was a blast. So yeah, it's been good. And for sure, I've always maintained a pretty healthy diet of movies going all the time, anytime I can squeeze one in or whatever. So I wouldn't say I'm terribly behind on some of the movies, but I would say this year, more than years in the past, I haven't felt a drive or a need to see a lot of the movies that are being considered for nominations for the Oscars and stuff. And I don't know why specifically. They're just not calling out to me in ways that they used to. And I'll get around to seeing some of them. Like, there's a lot of them that are available to me that I could watch right now, but I just haven't been in that mood, that particular mood to watch those type of movies. Like, for instance, one of them on Prime is Saltburn. I'll watch it, but I'm not like anxious to watch it. There is another one that I think that was on Netflix. Oh, the May December on Netflix. I'm like, I'll watch it, but I'm not, I'm not feeling driven to watch it and stuff. So there's been a few of those movies this year that I haven't quite just brought myself to watch, even though there's plenty of other ones that I don't know they'll get any Oscar recognition, but I made the time to go watch it, like Godzilla Minus One and Wonka. And so there's definitely been ones that I've seen for sure. And TV shows I've been able to start trying to catch up on. And now that I don't have to worry about any school stuff. So for me, it's still been the opportunity is there for me to still watch stuff and keep current on everything. Mm-hmm. It's just that for some reason this year, there hasn't been quite as much of a drive to watch some of those things, but I'll get around to it.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Like when it comes to like award contenders, and normally, you know, this would be the time we'd be prepping for a top 10 show. And I would be like just cramming in these movies that I see on other people's top 10 lists and top 25 lists. And I've seen some of the lists, and I've seen the stuff that's, you know, Oscar favorites, like that what's going to be an Oscar favorite. And I've thought, I guess I want to see this, but I'm with you. Like, there's a part of me that hasn't been as drawn to watch them, but I guess I've also just kind of figured it had to do with just my overall, like, lack of drive to watch things lately in general. But, you know, with that said, actually the one other thing we did watch was Saltburn.
We did watch Saltburn.
We did watch that.
I will say, if there's one movie I want to go see in the theater and we have to go see it like this week, would be Poor Things. I would like to see that. But otherwise, my drive hasn't really been there.
And I will say too, it's not just like watching stuff and Flickr effect that I've been slacking on. Like, our very kind track director from Dragon Con, if you're listening, I still apologize. I haven't, there's tons of photos and video that I shot at Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah.
That you start ending on that. I have still not gotten to him and the rest of the crew over at Digital Media Track. And I apologize greatly. And all I can say is kind of similar to the show, life has gotten in the way, and we're getting back to normal now, but sorry. I'll get to that soon.
Yeah, we just kind of took 2 months off, basically.
Basically.
If it wasn't a priority, it it didn't happen. Like, that's just really kind of where it is. Like, if it wasn't our personal life and our jobs, we didn't do it. That's really where it is. If it wasn't a priority, it was not happening. That's okay. That's fine.
I was going to say something. I just lost it. So anyway. Sorry. Oh, that's fine. Oh, come back to me. But anyway, we're here right now. And I mean, I guess a question for you, Bobby, and I know you're saying there's a lot of things you haven't had a drive to watch, but you have watched a lot of other stuff. And not to say we're all going to go through all these different things we've watched over the 2 months, because that could be a very long episode. But are there like one or two like things that really stand out? Like, hey, these one or two things I watched, I really have to say something about them.
That's a good question, because now
it's been a while. On the spot,
and I didn't have a chance to think about it. First thing that jumps out to me is probably Gen V. That's a TV series that's on Prime Video, which is a spinoff of the Boys series. And I went into that series not expecting a ton, and I was pleasantly surprised by it, just because it still has the same pedigree and feel and relevant issues that it deals with, like The Boys does, but with undertones of it subverted in a way that it's clever when you're dealing with teens and the issues that they usually face. But I just thought that they did such a fantastic job of making you care about a whole bunch of brand new characters to that universe and being invested in their story while still doing the same over-the-top action and grotesque things that The Boys does. So that was definitely one of the things that stood out to me for sure, or things that I saw this year. I'll think of a second, but maybe we'll do a roundtable of the first thing, and then I'll come back to the second.
Well, when it comes to TV shows, there's definitely shows that we want to watch, and like we have not been watching TV. Like,
I was trying to think. We just mentioned a couple of movies that you and I have seen, but I'm trying to think on the TV side. Has there been anything that we've like at least caught up now?
We're so behind.
I can't think of, like, we have not been watching
like Ted Lasso, The Crown. I have not watched season 2 of The Bear, which I do want to watch. I'm trying to think of what else TV wise. We've not watched Gen V. I don't know if Invincible has had many episodes, but we haven't been watching. We haven't watched the season two of Invincible. We haven't watched the most recent season of Rick and Morty.
Another good one was Reacher. It's still going the second season, but yeah, it's been pretty good.
I'm trying to think of other shows that we watch.
Oh, while you're thinking, Emmy update. They just did a reunion for Cheers.
Oh, nice.
Did they do the bar and everything?
Yeah, the bar was there.
Nice. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going all out.
Did everybody, did all the people that are still currently alive still show up?
Not everybody. I think it was Kelsey Grammer, Rhea Perlman, Ted Danson, and I want to say the actor that played Norm.
I'll say I'm scrolling Twitter as we're chatting to kind of like keep up to date with it too. And I mean, it seems like The Bear is kind of running away with a lot already.
That doesn't shock me at all. The Bear did really well at the Golden Globes, and it's apparently, and I really need to watch this second season because I really enjoyed the first season a lot, and I just haven't watched it, and I really want to, and apparently it's just freaking amazing, and it's really good, and I don't doubt that for one split second, knowing just how good the first season was and how it was, the trajectory of that show was going. So that doesn't shock me at all. Speaking of Jeremy Allen White, I would like to see, what is that, Claws?
That's another one that I would say is stood out for me. Yeah. I thought that was really good. Yeah, the Iron Claw.
Iron Claw, that one looked really good. So I do want to see that too. So when that streams, I'll probably watch that when that streams. Most likely at this
point. Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, that film looks really good.
Yeah, wanted to see that for sure.
But yeah,
the what about you, David? Anything?
Anything I've stood watched that has that stood out? I'm kind of similar to what we were saying. I'm trying to think of what we have watched, but I guess the two things that come to mind that we've already mentioned, Saltburn and The Holdovers. I will say, The Holdovers, the more recent one we just watched, I enjoyed. I think, you know, it's one of those things where your expectations get a little high when you start to hear a lot of the praise because you've waited a while to see it, and you know it's award season, and you know Paul Giamatti's been winning awards for it, and I forget her name. She's a great actress, but
she got Best Supporting Actress. Yeah,
but it's very good. I very much enjoyed it. I will say maybe it was like, you know, I'm trying to put this, like it was not the happiest film I've ever seen. I guess I'll put it that way.
I feel like that's happening with a lot of films right now, though. None of these films are really cheerful films lately.
Yeah. Like for someone who's already been kind of like stressed about stuff and, you know, didn't know watching, I'm like, oh, okay, maybe this didn't help.
you say that. And like that night we listed off 5 movies to choose from and all 5 of them. That was the least depressing one.
Right.
Like they all were pretty like, well, that's going to really bum me out.
But
that's really going to bum me.
But it was very good. And if anything, just like on a technical side too, like, you know, you could tell from the trailer that it's going for a retro like look and feel. And even in terms of the quality of the picture to like feel like a movie you were seeing in the 70s. Right. And, you know, we watched it at home, but still like, especially the sound, it really does sound like what it sounded like to listen to the, you know, old optical tracks on film. The dialogue and everything just really sounded like you were sitting in a movie theater before digital audio was a thing.
Yeah. It was pretty sweet.
So it was pretty sweet. If anything, I also enjoyed that about it. But the movie itself is quite good. Don't get me wrong. Saltburn. I like Saltburn, actually. I'm not saying it would necessarily be on a top 10 list of mine, but I actually did enjoy it. But it's definitely interesting. put it that way.
I don't want to talk spoilers or anything.
No, we're definitely not going to talk spoilers.
All I'll say about Saltburn was I enjoyed it, but I found it pretty obvious and predictable. And the vibe I get from people is that they were shocked by the ending. And I was like, really? I feel like that was kind of the trajectory we were on. And there was nothing about this character that led me to believe otherwise, really. I was kind of like, I don't know. I kind of thought that's what was happening.
I mean, I guess on the flip side, I have not seen many people saying they were shocked by the ending. I think it's more just kind of shocked by certain moments in the movie. But
I guess. I don't know.
But not so much like the actual like. And like, oh, what was going to happen? Where was this going? I think it's more like, at least what I've seen is just people like, it's what everyone's talking about at the particular scenes in this film.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I heard people at work talking about it and they were kind of like, I just didn't know that that's the way that person was. And I was like, really? I mean, I didn't say that because I know I sound like a huge snob when I talk like this, but I was kind of like, I guess. Yeah. And I've heard other people kind of have the same conversation. Like, I was in a coffee shop and I overheard 2 women talking about it. And I was like, really? And I don't know them. They're total strangers. I don't say crap. But I overheard it and was like, dang, I'm not the smartest person in the world. And I felt like that wasn't that surprising, the things that that person did. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, that was just my opinion on that. But
beyond that, I mean, I know I listed 2 off and we were supposed to do number 1s, but that's really all I've got. Like, I haven't watched much else.
I feel like the list of things I want to see is just so long, and the things that I have seen is so short right now.
Yeah.
Towards the end of this year, I mean, you know, in the last 2 months of 2023, I feel like it's definitely been a shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, an unexpected show. Well, I had hopes for it going into it, but I've been pleasantly surprised at how good it was Monarch on Apple TV, which is
in, we started it's that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we did.
It's with the Godzilla franchise.
Yeah.
King Kong and Godzilla franchise. And this focuses more on humans, but there's a decent amount of kaiju and Godzilla in it too. So it keeps you invested in the storyline and how it kind of does a little bit of a time jump, because you have Kurt Russell, yeah, and his son.
And his son, yeah.
In it also. So it's definitely something that kept my attention the entire time, and looking forward to a season two for sure.
Nice. Yeah, we started that, and I want to go back to it, but we have not
finished. I feel like there's been a couple things that we've started and we've watched like two episodes of, and then we get away from.
I had some free time on my own at one point. I randomly started The Witcher, which I never watched because we didn't have Netflix for so long. And it was like, okay, we have Netflix. Let's scroll around in here. Hey, The Witcher, I'll try it. So I've seen like the first three episodes of The Witcher.
I did actually at the beginning of November finish all of Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, that's right. I remember you went through like a binge of that.
Bingey week of that, and I knocked that bad boy out. See, that's how far behind I am. I am this far behind on so many things.
There was something else that you mentioned, David, that made me think of something, but now it kind of just went right out of my head.
And you don't remember what it is I mentioned?
No. Well, you were just talking about The Witcher. Oh, I know what it is. There's something that you guys haven't mentioned watching yet. And so I'm assuming you still have not watched it yet.
Most likely.
Which is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Man.
Yeah,
we still
watch. Oh my God. Terrible. Yeah, I know. It's so terrible.
I'm going to hand in all my cards.
We should hand in our.
Don't allow me to get a Comic-Con badge ever again. Yeah. I shouldn't be allowed to go to Dragon Con.
Watching, and I think we were watching a little bit of the Golden Globes.
Yeah, it was not even that. It was like watching David Ehrlich's top 25 video for 2023.
And you and I both just looked at that. We're like, God, we're horrible.
We're terrible people. Like podcasters.
All the films that we're looking forward to watching and still have just not sat down to watch. Yeah, we're not good. We're bad. We're horrible. I don't even know why we have this podcast.
Why are you guys listening?
I don't know.
But we appreciate you.
Yeah. I mean, I say that more like, yeah, I do appreciate people. I'm so like disappointed in myself. Like, yeah. I'm just like, oh, no, I'm so disappointed. I'm with you. In me.
Before I veer off on another subject, was there anything else, Bobby, you wanted to talk about that you have watched?
I mean, there's so, like I said, there's so many things that I've been watching or catching up on that it's hard to just name one, because there's been a few things that I've liked more than just some of the stuff I just mentioned. But now it's like, now that I'm on the spot, I'm blanking on everything all of a sudden, which just typically doesn't happen, but usually I have sort of a running list of what I've been watching and keeping track of. But if there's anything else that comes to mind, I will definitely bring it up here shortly. But yeah, I know something will come to mind. So I feel like if there was something else you wanted to jump to, I'll swing back to it.
Okay.
And before I do that, I guess I'll give another update on the Emmys.
Oh, okay.
Looks like they're doing, they just did Arsenio Hall. So he did his show with the background, and he's standing
the
there.
Desk and so
yeah. Well, no desk, just that background that he does when he's usually opening the show.
The monologue.
And, yeah, the monologue.
Okay. So, yeah, yeah.
That curtain.
It's interesting.
I was going to say, I opened up my AMC member app for AMC Theaters.
Over AMC Theaters.
And Yeah, 30. It was like movie scene in the last 30 days, and it was just blank. And I had nothing in my slots, and I was like, this is so sad.
They're like, you're the A-list accounts we love the most.
Yeah, because you're not going anymore, and you're just paying for it. But, you know, we did go see a special showing of The Abyss. I don't know. Did we talk about that?
Mm-hmm. What?
I can't remember if we did or not.
I feel like we did too.
But yeah.
We did, but I don't know if you posted
it. That might have been the last thing.
That might have been the last episode.
Yeah. So basically, like from The Abyss on, we haven't seen anything really.
No, yeah.
We haven't. Horrible. All right. What were we going to change the subject to?
It's a little ranty. I'm going to go off on a rant.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. I'm going to push my mic away. Go for it.
You, as soon as I start this conference, you don't know what I'm about to say, but as soon as I start this, you're going to be like, oh, I know where you're going with this. I'll be careful. I don't want to be too ranty and hating on conventions and...
I think you know where this is going.
Like, so our hometown convention is coming up pretty soon, MegaCon, which I go to basically every year now, especially with the kids. It's with it being the convention that's here in town, it's the one that's definitely the easiest to take the kids to, and the kids have a good time. And for that reason alone, I will probably continue to go to MegaCon. And with that said, I enjoy myself at MegaCon. Like, say what you will about the convention, and I'll get to that in a second. You know, it's still nice to be among your people. And for that reason alone, I like going, you know. Even if I just walk the convention floor and see the fellow cosplayers and fellow pop culture geeks and nerds, it's great. I have a good time overall. But... it's just, I don't know, like with one thing I'll say about like their announcements lately. I mean, they are like, if you've been paying attention, especially even in just the past few days of the announcements they've been making for guests, like it is packed with, I don't know what kind
they got the people,
what kind of money they are pumping out to get guests. Like, but there's some major stars coming to MegaCon this year. It is going to be packed with celebrities.
Yeah, it's like the whole Back to the Future crew.
Yeah, the whole Back to the Future cast.
The entire
a ton of the Star Wars cast, including Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen and a ton. Just what was it, yesterday or today? And I feel terrible now. I never remember how to pronounce his name, from Loki, and
Tom Hiddleston?
No, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Week one.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to be there now. Tom Hiddleston is going to be there. He got announced previously. I forget how long ago he got announced, but he's going to be there. A ton of people are going to be there.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of famous people going. Like, but, it's crazy how many famous people are going. Oh, yeah. It's overwhelming, actually. I'm impressed. MegaCon got some people, but what you're about to say is going to explain a lot of why.
Well, I mean, it's not the only convention like this by any stretch of the imagination, but it's disappointing to, like, you know, we've gone to San Diego Comic-Con many times, which is arguably the queen of pop culture conventions. It is, I mean, I would argue, I guess, the biggest in the world. Maybe that Brazil convention is giving it a run for its money these days. Yeah. But, you know, it's the big one. And we are also, as we have discussed many times, regulars of Dragon Con in Atlanta, which I have also said, of all the conventions I will continue to go to for as long as I can imagine still going to conventions, I will probably continue to go to Dragon Con for a long, long time. I enjoy it. I love that family of people. The Dragon Con family is just so unique and so great. And there's something about that convention that I will continue to go back in some way, shape, or form, even if it is just to go and enjoy the vibe of hanging out there and not going to any panels. I will continue to go to DragonCon. And then you have conventions like MegaCon, which is like, you know, you are already having to deal with the fact that it's like, oh, okay, there's just like two or three different versions of the badge. It's like the regular 4-day badge or just single day badges. But then there's also like the, I don't know what they call them at MegaCon. I'm going to make up some names. There's like the premier badge, and then there's like a VIP badge. And each one progressively gets you access to more and more stuff. And then on top of that, like they, as we just mentioned, have all of these great celebrities that, you know, you would think, yeah, like, of course, if I wanted to get a picture with, you know, Ewan McGregor, or if I wanted to get an autograph, of course, I'm going to have to pay extra for that. That is a given at any convention. But, you know, like they recently announced, okay, you know, we've got Hayden Christensen and Ewan McGregor here. There's going to be a special panel with the two of them, but it is a special ticketed event that is not included with your badge. And the tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. And I'm like, what? Like, but what? I mean, what does my badge get me? I mean, I know my badge gets me into some panels, but it's like, then there's the Back to the Future cast is going to have a special panel event, special ticketed event now outside of your badge. And there's a ton of that.
The Princess Bride is having one too now. I see, like, and everybody from Princess Bride is going to be there. Like, it's literally Robin Wright, Carrie Ellis, Sean Wallace, Chris Sarandon. Chris Sarandon doesn't go to a lot of these. Right. He's going to be there. Like, it, you know, I'm going through the list here. And yeah, there's a crap ton of Star Wars people going. Like, a ton of Star Wars people are going to be at this. Like, I am impressed. There's a lot of Stranger Things. There's like five people from Stranger Things that are going to be in. But I mean, you go to San Diego and you wait in line for Hall H, and that is included in your badge, and you get the opportunity to get in that room.
I mean, yeah, it may be tough to get in that room.
Correct.
But there's no special, like, hey, I mean, and again, MegaCon's not the only outlier here. I mean, Star Wars Celebration, which is the only other convention that I've been to, does the same kind of thing. Like, they don't really do, I think, like a special ticketed, like, events like that, but they do have different levels of badge, at least. Like, they have like a Jedi Knight badge, which basically kind of guarantees you access to like the Celebration stage. But yeah, I don't know. More and more I see these announcements from MegaCon, I feel like they're taking it to a whole new level of money, money, money. Like, how much do you want to spend so you can see all these celebrities on top of what you've already paid to get in here? And I don't know. It's just something that just on my mind today as I was scrolling through Instagram, I think, and seeing even more announcements and more announcements of special ticketed events. And I'm just like, it's funny too, because I love, and I'm, what I'm about to say, I want to be very careful, because again, I've already said this, I love Dragon Con. I love the Dragon Con family. I have basically no complaints about it almost at all. You know, if there is anything, there's been the occasional time, like I've heard like big panel moderators, I'll just put it that way, at Dragon Con, and sometimes other podcasts that'll talk about Dragon Con, where they feel the need to like kind of differentiate themselves from that other big convention out west. And they're, of course, talking about San Diego. And they do it in this kind of jab kind of way. And it always, like, it always just hits me the wrong way. Every time I hear it, I'm like, is that really necessary? Like, we're all one big happy family here. Like, there's no reason to like take shots at this other convention because we're not San Diego here at Dragon Con. But like, But the other thing that always bugs me about it is like, San Diego is not the convention you should be like targeting. Because like, if anything,
no,
like,
San Diego's it's in a
stratosphere on its own. But at the same time, like, San Diego could be charging double what they charge for badges, yes, and they would still sell out easily, yes, every year. And it is miraculous that they've never done that. They haven't done that. Like, they. When I've been to San Diego, especially that first year I went, and what was it, 2012, I think, when I met you, Bobby, that was a special experience for me, having never been to a con like that and really feeling like, wow, like this, there's some, I felt like I was a part of a big family here.
Energy.
And it was a similar energy that I get at Dragon Con in a certain kind of way. And every time I would hear those kind of comments from anyone on the Dragon Con side, I would be like, the convention you should be thinking of is stuff like MegaCon. That is just feels more and more like such a money grab. We don't really care about
the fandom.
It's turning into a cash grab.
Like, I don't know. I know I'm getting ranty, and I'll stop. But it's been bugging me. So,
It's funny. Just now, I looked, and there's going to be for the first time at Meg. I don't really understand the post. What they said. It's either the first time at MegaCon or the first time at a con as a whole. But it's going to be a full panel of the HBO show Entourage, and it's all four of the main guys. And then, like, if you look down, the very first comment on there is from Jeremy Piven, and he's replying to somebody, and he goes, "Didn't even know it was happening, was never even asked."
What?
Well, Piven got into some trouble, like, a couple of years ago, over right. I don't even know what anymore. And so I guess he didn't get asked to it, so I guess he's a little pissed about it. Well, maybe not pissed, maybe he's just a little bit like, yeah, he literally responds with, "Never knew about it, ... But yeah, it's the 20th anniversary of Entourage. It's got Adrian Grenier, Kevin Connolly, Kevin Dillon, and Jerry Ferreira are all reuniting at MegaCon for their 20th anniversary. Hmm. And it's interesting because there's a big thing. It says first con appearance. So I don't know if that means first MegaCon appearance or first con appearance for these guys as an Entourage group altogether. But yep, it's got its own little special thing, special price.
Yeah.
And it just makes me go, but I'm paying for this badge. And I should be able to walk into panel rooms. And maybe I have to wait for half of a day to possibly, maybe, might get into that panel room. But gosh darn it, like, don't charge me extra money. Like, that's like, if Dragon Con started charging extra money to go into panel rooms, I would riot. Everybody would riot.
Yeah, no, like, and that's one thing that, you know, again, like, Dragon Con, yeah, you want to pay for photos and stuff. Of course you're going to pay for that.
Well, but, yeah, that's different, but
no, you're not, you pay for your badge. That basically is an all-access badge to everything. Like,
yeah, you want to get into the Shatner panel. You might wait for it in that big long line that wraps around the whole hotel, but you know what? You have the opportunity to go to the Shatner panel and not pay extra money to hear him talk about the sky is blue for an hour and a half.
Right. I mean, to be clear, yeah, I think there's special classes they offer at Dragon Con. Like, oh, I want to take a workshop on
how to do this. Oh, yeah, there's workshops. And that's completely different because they give you materials, like, and stuff.
That's not like, hey, I want to go see a panel with, you know, some Star Wars actors. Like,
right.
If you want to do that, just wait in line. You'll get in.
Yeah. Anyway. I should not have to pay extra for my Stargate panel.
Do you know if other people are complaining about this?
I don't know. I'm sure
some people are.
But I haven't really noticed.
It's kind of bullshit. And it's not an expensive badge, MegaCon, but it's not a cheap badge.
No.
Like, when I look at San Diego Comic-Con or I look at Dragon Con as a whole, like, oh, MegaCon is not a cheap badge, and their parking is not cheap.
No, because you got to pay to park at the convention center, and the parking is a crap show. It's a crap show.
And it costs an arm and a leg. It costs almost as much as the stupid badge.
And this is Orlando. We don't have a great public transportation system. It's not like you're going to be like, well, just take the train down to the convention center. Yeah, we don't really have that. It's not really an option. You got to get there somehow.
You could Uber. However, this weekend is the worst weekend Uber in Orlando, Florida, because that weekend is MegaCon. It is the Pro Bowl for football all weekend at the Orange Bowl. And on top of it, on this Saturday, the 3rd, we have, for the very first time, the Olympic trial for the marathon is going to be happening here in Orlando for the time trials.
It's a busy weekend.
Super exciting and awesome, but holy cow, how much more stuff can we throw in this city in one weekend? The Uber drivers are going to make bank.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to make some money this weekend. That weekend, I should say.
And this is early for MegaCon. MegaCon is always, it's one of those conventions. It's usually
in March.
Kind of bounces around these past few years. It's like they keep trying to experiment with, like, different dates around the kind of springish time frame. They've done Memorial Day weekend once or twice, and I don't think that works out too well. And then they usually, like you just said, it's usually like March, early April. And then this year, it's suddenly like the first weekend of February.
Which is crazy.
Which is super early. I'm not actually against it, just because, hey, it's Florida and our winter is actually pretty nice. It is. Especially if you're wearing cosplay and everything, you know. And it's usually not as rainy. I say usually because I feel like we've had a much rainier winter than we like have ever had. So that may not work out this year. But
at Pro Bowl, I'm telling you, is going to be interesting. It could just be rainy all weekend for the Pro Bowl.
It totally could be. It could be great. Or lately, it's been so hit or miss. It's been weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my rant's over. That's all. Like, it's just, I don't know. I say all this, and like I said to start this off, am I going to probably continue to go for a while, especially because I enjoy going with my kids? I probably will. I may not try to go to really any panels. I mean, but I will. I still like going. There's a lot of great groups locally that have really great areas on the exhibit floor. For example, our 501st Garrison in area does a fantastic booth on the exhibit floor that in a lot of ways feels more immersive than being at Galaxy's Edge. Like,
I will
say, they do a very good job.
Their booth here at MegaCon, the 501st booth at MegaCon, is, it blew your mind. If you went to San Diego and saw the 501st booth in San Diego, like, you'd be like, what is the disconnect here? Like, you'd think the one in San Diego would be huge, and it's just like a table.
Well, I mean, and I guess in their defense, I don't think with the, like, how hard it probably is to get floor space in San Diego. I mean, they're kind of relegated to, hey, we have an informational booth at San Diego. In Orlando, like, it's like they have this space to have this whole area that's like this immersive kind of like
walkthrough, like you're walking Eisley through kind of Mose Eisley Tatooine, like, kind of thing. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty sweet. And there's a lot of stuff like that.
And they build it themselves. They do the whole thing.
So yeah, I've bitched about this now for a few minutes or more, and of course I'm going to end that with saying, am I going this year? Yeah, I'm going this year.
But in future years, you might not be buying a full weekend badge. It might just be a 1 day badge.
Yeah, it kind of depends. I'll play it year by year, but you know, that's a good chance.
Well, because you usually get all 4 days, and you might only even go to 2 days, but you usually get the full weekend badge. So I could see, like, in years to come, you might just be like, I'm just going to get just the Saturday badge. And
yeah, it's a good possibility.
Yeah.
Just a bummer, with especially how big the convention has gotten, which, I mean, if you just go by numbers of attendees from the numbers we've seen, I mean, it gets more numbers than Dragon Con gets, and it's a lot. Like, I know the Orlando, it's like the Orlando Business Journal or something, every year after MegaCon happens, they'll usually kind of be the ones to report like what the attendance numbers were. But it's way up there. It's a very popular convention.
Well, because the convention center itself is so big, and there's so many hotels that are kind of connected. I mean, like, people stay at the hotels and stuff, but our convention center, Orange County Convention Center, it's gigantic. It's one of the bigger ones in the U.S. It's very large. I think Vegas is the only other one that's almost this bigger.
That's what I've always heard. I don't know if that's changed in more recent years, but yeah, I've always been told at least convention space total for Orlando.
The space.
And yeah, Vegas is like the most, and then Orlando. I mean, that's also combining the Orange County Convention Center with all the various hotels that all have convention space, like kind of combining that. Like,
what in the world?
What's happening,
Bobby? What's happening on the Emmys? Emmy update.
So Paul Walter Hauser just won for Best Supporting Actor.
Okay.
And as he was getting up, he has a mouthful of something he's chewing on, and he's right at the mic chewing whatever it is he has in his mouth. And I'm like, is he chewing gum? I don't know. It's popcorn? Something, but he's chomping away at it too. Like, what in the world?
Oh, but, I see on Twitter, like, the set they had set up for, like, Grey's Anatomy.
It was, like, the last one that they just did was the Grey's Anatomy. But, yeah, it was weird. I was just like, what in the world? It was like he was eating something, literally, the way he was going at it. So I'm like, okay. But Yeah, back to what you were saying, David. Sorry.
No, it's, no, it's just, we've, yeah, I've it's, gone it's on a big long convention. Enough.
It's big. Anyways. So, before, I think we're kind of ending up here, but let's end on up. What's our thoughts on this whole year in review? Are we actually going to do a top 10 show for 2023?
That's an excellent question, Michelle.
Like, we've done it every single year.
Oh, yeah. Even back in the me and Carlton days, we definitely did top 10 shows.
It has happened even in the time of COVID. Like, it has happened.
So I'll say this. I know we've talked about this off air, and Bobby, you brought up the idea of doing, because we all have not seen as much this year, maybe not so much kind of titling it as our top 10 films of the year, and each of us listing off our what we believe are the top 10 films. And of course, this is always the top 10 films we've seen. I mean, you know, we always even start off our list by saying, hey, everybody, just remember, we haven't seen everything. Mm-hmm. But Bobby, I think you put it like, what was it? More like the top 10 things we have seen this year, period. Like, even maybe including like TV stuff, like just because we all have not seen as much, and it's the cramming in of the award contenders is probably not going to happen. I mean, we'd still do that.
We could. Okay.
Bobby, are you game? Want to do it right now? I'm kidding.
Oh, God, I'm spilling gallon down now.
We don't have to go to war tomorrow.
I'm completely in on that idea as far as the top 10 and however we want to do it, however we feel we can best do it,
right,
with the given amount of time and when we would want to do the show.
Do we want to do it on, like, say, the last week of January, like somewhere between the 28th and the 31st?
Maybe.
Unless I was just gonna down a night.
Well, I was just gonna say that you know, for the others of you listening, we are I don't know when we're gonna do this yet, but we'll figure that out and announce it soon. Check out our Twitter. We'll announce when we're gonna post that episode.
I don't know about Bobby, but those four nights would be good nights for us.
The last.
Somewhere between the 28th and the 31st of January. Basically, those last four nights in January.
Oh, like one of those Sunday night or Monday night or Tuesday night.
We could do it.
Let me see.
But again, I don't have to. I'm just kind of giving up. I think we could probably have it done by the end of the month.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
We'll figure it out. But I'm not against that. I would say Sunday night's probably not going to work for me. Probably not that night. But I have plans, Michelle.
Apparently, we don't have them on our shared calendar. Whatever.
But yeah, with that, unless you guys, if anybody has any last minute things you want to mention before we wrap things up here, anything?
No.
Sounds like no. But it's been good to talk to you guys.
It's been, as we've been talking about this
whole episode, it's been a while, and I'm glad to have jumped back on to do this, and I hope we keep up with it. And we're jumping back on here to say, hey, we're still alive and the show will go on. With that said, I have no promises on when the next episode will be. This is going to be
You do.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Sometime in the week of 29th.
Well, I was saying maybe we would end up doing one next week too. I don't know.
I think at this point we can safely say that I don't know if moving forward, at least for this year or even just the next few months, we're going to be as regularly scheduled as we usually have been in the past.
Well, I would say for the next like few weeks. I mean, I'd like to think in a few weeks time or so we will definitely be back into a groove of putting out a show weekly. But right now, it's going to be a little more hit or miss. And
well,
we will be here when we're here.
Thank you for sticking with us. And please continue to stick with us.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you for listening. If you made it this far through this episode, there must be something about us you like.
Yeah. With that, we would love to hear back from you.
you can reach out to us on our Twitter account or X, whatever you want to call it, on our Instagram at Flickr_effect. You can almost also email us, if that's your thing, feedback@flickreffect.com. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think. And it would be especially helpful to hear from you over either wherever you listen to podcasts, like on Apple Podcasts, for example. Leave us a 5-star review if you enjoy us. It would be very helpful in helping our show grow. So even if you just want to be just helpful, just leave us a review. It would be great.
Just give us the stars or the thumbs up or whatever the platform is asking. Just minimally, that would be amazing.
That would be the best Christmas gift ever. With that, I'm Dave Lott.
I'm Bobby Jackson.
And I'm Michelle Hillard.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.